Praise Master Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. Praise the Lord. You are welcome to the Voice of Rest on ABS 88.5 FM. Let's pray. Eternal Rock of Ages, we honor your name for whom you are. You are the first, you are the last, you are the beginning, you are the end. Thank you for this awesome day, awesome platform you have given us to propagate the gospel of the kingdom. King of kings, we say hallowed be your holy name. In the name of Jesus, the anointed one lives his life through me in union ceaselessly as one. Ministry mightily, powerfully, dynamically, ceaselessly to all men. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise Master Jesus. I want to talk about something the Lord led in my heart in this season that we are in now. Our union with the Lord. Our union with the Lord. Part one also. Our union with the Lord. In 2 Timothy 1 verse 9. In 2 Timothy 1 verse 9. The Bible says, he gave us resurrection life and draw us to himself by his holy calling on our lives, and it wasn't because of any good we have done, but by his divine pleasure and marvelous grace that he confirmed the word. He confirmed our union with the anointed Jesus even before time began. In other words, before time began, union was a plan of God ab initio. Before time began, the Father confirmed our union with Jesus. Bible said before time began. In other words, union has been the plan of God ab initio, union experience. Then what is union? Union is God and man becoming one. The oneness of God and man, God and man becoming one. In Genesis 1:26, in Genesis 1:26, the Bible says, God said, let us man and a woman in our image to reflect and express us, to reflect and express God. And that image, according to Colossians 1:15, that image is the Christ. Christ is the image of the invisible God. Christ is the image of the invisible God. If you read Hebrews 1:3, the Bible says Christ is the image of God. That means when God says in Genesis 1:26, let us make man in our own image, he was trying to say, let us shape man with the image which is Christ in them. Let us make man with our image, the image and likeness of Elohim shaped with them, within them. In other words, in verse 26, so God created man and woman and shaped them. I'm reading Passion Translation, and shaped them with his image inside them, with his image inside them. In his own beautiful image, he created his masterpiece. Yes, male and female, he created them. That means when God was creating man, he had one thing in mind, union. And union experience is one of the things, one the basic thing in the heart of the Father when man was created. Because in 2 Timothy 1:9, the Bible says, before time began, he confirmed our union with Jesus, even before time began. That means union has been in the heart of the Father. And when he said he created them male and female, which is bright, praise Master Jesus, which is God, man. In other words, union has been in the heart of the Father from what go. In Genesis 15 verse 1, in John 15 verse 1, John 15, 1 to 7 is the best explanation of what happened in the picture of the garden. Genesis, the picture of the garden. Genesis 15 explains what happened in the garden. In Genesis 1, John 15 verse 1 explains the picture that is found in the book of Genesis. In John 15 verse 1, very dear to me, the Bible says, Jesus says, I am a true sprouting vine. The farmer who tends the vine is my Father. Same picture of the garden. Same picture. Verse 2, he says, he cares for the branches connected to him, Christ, by lifting and propping up the fruitless branches. Since our union, in other words, since our union with Jesus was confirmed, even before time began, meaning the branches are mankind. The branches are mankind. If our union was confirmed before time began, that means the branches was speaking about mankind. Jesus says in verse 4, John 15 verse 4, he says, we must remain in live union with him, for he remained in live union with us. This was instruction given to the first Adam. The first Adam was given an instruction. What is the instruction? He might be painting of the picture of trees in the garden, but the interpretation of the whole thing is, God was passing to him, you must remain in live union with me. In verse 4, Jesus said, remain in live union with me, that our lives remain fruitless unless we live in union with him. In other words, living in union with the Lord is what guarantees our fruitfulness. You remember in Genesis 1:26 and 1:27, it said, be fruitful and multiply. In other words, the fruitfulness, the genesis of fruitfulness, or the starting point of fruitfulness, is union with God and man. Us remaining in live union is what guarantees fruitfulness. In verse 5, in John 15 verse 5, Jesus said, I am the sprouting vine and mankind are his branches. As we live in union with Jesus as our source, fruitfulness will stream from within us. This is exactly what God said to the first Adam. He said, remain in live union with me, the fruitfulness will begin to flow and stream out of you. And in verse 6, he said, if a person is separated from me, a person is separated from me. In other words, a person that doesn't live in union with the Lord, you are powerless and discarded. You are powerless and discarded. Very important. You are powerless and discarded. That means to say, union has been the bedrock of creation. What God wanted from day one, the day he had that thought to begin to bring man into creation, Bible said he confirmed our union with Christ even before time began. That is to say, if he confirmed our union with Jesus even before time began, and when the first man was created, he was given an instruction of every other systems, don't come into union with this system of the fallen mindset. Come into union with who I am. The absence of union is the creation of the knowledge of good and evil. The absence of union, one, remain powerless and discarded. That means to say, union is a must. Is a must. Union is a must. What are the advantages? Because there are too numerous to mention. What are the advantages of us being in union with the Lord? Remember in verse 6, he said, if a person is separated from me, in other words, if a person does not live in union with me, you are powerless and discarded. That is to say, the more we live in union with the Lord, we experience powerful, excessive, boundless strength. If you go to Isaiah 40 verse 31, Isaiah 40 verse 31, the Bible says, intertwine your heart with the Lord. Intertwine your heart with the Lord. You will experience strength. That word intertwine means union. That is to say, the more we enter, we come into union, experiences the Lord and his divine nature, we will experience powerful, mighty strength. That's what makes us powerful. Praise Master Jesus. The more we come into union experiences, we experience powerful strength. We experience tremendous power. Praise Master Jesus. That is to say, Union is a must. It's not something, it's not an afterthought. It's a must. This is a bedrock of who we are. In verse 5, he made a statement in verse 5. He now says, I am the sprouting vine and mankind are my branches. As we live in union with Jesus as our source, fruitfulness will stem from us, within us. In other words, the second advantage of us living in union with this King, the King of Glory, is that fruitfulness will begin to stream out of us. Fruitfulness. Remember the first mandate that was given to the first Adam. He said to the first Adam, be fruitful, one, multiply, two, subdue, three, and dominate. Be fruitful, multiply, subdue, and dominate. Be fruitful, multiply, subdue, and dominate. You can multiply until you are fruitful. Fruitfulness is a function of being in union with the Lord. In other words, what fruitfulness means? What? Be productive. Anything you do, you be productive. Fruitfulness. And fruitfulness, like I was asking a person, says, what is your definition of success? Because in our generation, we have attributed success to how much money that you have. But in God's perspective, success in Jesus' perspective is fulfilling your scroll of destiny upon the face of the earth. That's Christ. Jesus said, I've come to do thy will, O Lord, as is written of me in the volume of book. Even when Paul was about to depart, he says, I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. In other words, I have fulfilled all that the Lord sent me to come and do. Success in God's perspective is fulfilling the purpose and the plan Jehovah had for you before you showed up on the face of the earth. The world has their own definition of success. I'm talking of success in the kingdom. In other words, fruitfulness in the kingdom is you being productive. What does it mean to be productive? That you multiply yourself in people around you. In other words, anything God has worked out in your life, you quickly produce it in the life of others. You are a life giver. That's the fruitfulness in God's life. Be productive. What does it mean to be productive? In people. Everything God has worked in your life, bring them into the same functionality. Bring them into the same experiences. Praise Master Jesus. That is the second advantage of us living in union with this King. If you go down to verse 3 of that very scripture, he made a statement that is so dear to me. He says that that he cares for the branches connected to him, Christ, by lifting and propping up the fruitful branches. Since by lifting and propping up the fruitless branches, said the Father prunes the branches so that you bear much fruit. The Passion Translation put it this way: God prunes you to yield a greater harvest. In other words, the more we live in union with this King, the more we yield a greater harvest. Because in God's perspective is different from harvest in our perspective. As a matter of fact, when Bible talks about that Jesus is a first fruit, that then those that has experienced the first fruit is going to passionately long to experience the full status as the sons of God, including their physical body. In God's perspective, greater harvest talks about transfiguration and transformation. That's in God's perspective. In other words, the more we live in union with this King, one, the more we experience power, very important. Two, fruitfulness began to stream from us. Three, we began to yield a greater harvest. Praise Master Jesus. Harvest of everything. Harvest of souls. Harvest of everything. Praise Master Jesus. The instruction to the first Adam is to remain in live union with God. Anytime you start not living in union with this king, you'll be separated from him. That means you start dying. You become powerless, one, two. You become discarded. You become unproductive. Then the question should be asking, then how do I live in union with this king? How? How? If you go to Galatians 2:20, the Bible made it so clear. It said, for the anointed one lives his life through us. We live in union with him. That's one of the ways. The anointed one lives his life through us. We live in union with him. In other words, say after me, the anointed one lives his life fullness through me. We live in union with him, one, as unlimited fruitfulness streams from me, experiences excessive, boundless, powerful strength and tremendous power. Wow. This is our advantage. Is there are so much when it comes to union. See after me, the anointed one lives his life's fullness through me. We live in union as one, as unlimited fruitfulness streams from me, experiencing excessive, boundless, powerful strength and tremendous power. The more we live in live union with this king, the more, one, we experience powerful strength, excessive, boundless strength. One, two, fruitfulness began to stream from us. Three, we began to yield a greater harvest. As simple as ABC, we began to yield a greater harvest. If we go down to verse 7, the Bible says, live in union with me, and my words live powerfully within you. Anything you ask me, I will do it. In other words, the more we live in live union with this king, and his words live powerfully within us, anything we say, we will see it. Anything we proclaim, we'll have the testimonies. Praise Master Jesus. Everything I've just said now will not be fruitful to you if you're here to say, Jesus, come into my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I believe in my heart that you came in the flesh. You died for me. You were raised in my name. You were crucified in my name. And you were glorified in my name. That I believe in my heart and I confess your Lordship. I receive eternal life and I proclaim that you are my Lord and my Savior. And I'm immersed in the spirit of holiness and with raging fire. The same prayer in Igbo. So when I think him, never need another mother. Isi na ọnwụ binye n'ihi m. N'ịnwụrụ ọnwụ n'ihi m. N'ekwego m n'ịbụ onye nwe m onye nzọpụta m. Na-anabata m ndụ ebi ebi. Na site ugbu a gaba na obi m ga-abụ ebi ebi. Ebi ebi. Praise Master Jesus. If you have any infirmity in your body, any issue, just put your hand in that place. Say after me one more again. Say, I live in live union. That the anointed one lives his life in fullness through me. We live in union as one. Say after me, the anointed one lives his life's fullness through me. We live in union as one, as unlimited fruitfulness streams from me, experiencing excessive, boundless, powerful strength and tremendous power. Praise Master Jesus.